Yep, it has been some time since you have heard from me, but guess what? Under the Table Talk is not going anywhere. We are coming to you brand new, fresh, ready, with some great, great conversations up ahead for 2019. Listen, 2019 is mine. That's my motto for this year. 2019. Oh yeah, that's mine. So we're going to have a great experience together here on Under the Table Talk. And this first episode that's coming up, man, talking about 2018, closing out the year, a perfect time. It came straight off the top of my head. I promise you, I said I want to get an episode, you know, at the beginning of the year. I want to start this off right. So I just pressed record and I just started talking. So I hope you take some time and really listen to that 25 minutes of just some real talk. From my perspective, of course, you don't have to believe or agree with anything that I say. This is a free country and you have every authority to live how you choose. However, when I believe I'm supposed to share something, or some people are supposed to share some things with us, because you will not just continuously hear from me this year. But hey, we're supposed to share and help and enlighten and empower each other. It's not a competition, you know, when we're all intelligent. So that's what this is about. So get you a pen and a pad and take some notes. Take what you're about to hear, like, to heart. Hear it from my heart, because that's where it's from. And let's get ready to have an absolutely incredible 2019, because we made it through 2018. God bless you. See you soon. A year that is definitely one to remember, where the devil did not win. Let me tell you something. 2018 had big plans. 2018 had huge goals. I was so excited to walk into a new year. I felt like I knew a lot more. I felt like I'd grown so much more. I learned so many lessons and had gained so much wisdom. And I was really fascinated by the fact that I was taking time out for myself to focus on self-love. Right? So that's the goal. You know, self-love. You got to focus on self-love. You got to focus on, you know, becoming one with yourself, understanding who you are, who you are not, you know, who you used to be, where it is that you want to go, what you like, what you don't like, things that you should change or grow about yourself, you know, what you are willing to tolerate, who you want to be around, the types of environments you want to influence, you know, your lifestyle. And I was very excited about taking that journey and stepping into that arena of self-exploration. And because, you know, we all have stories and we all have experiences, and, you know, many of us have definitely had trauma, you know, in our childhood and in different aspects. Some may not have. But again, you know, once we're born into this world as innocent human beings, beautiful, you know, just ready to be molded, yet we're not sure of the background of the sculptors, right, that we're around. So you really don't know who you're going to become. You don't know how you're going to turn out. We don't know what the self-image will be, what words will be spoken on your life from family members, friends, strangers, teachers, you know, in that matter. And, you know, you can grow up seeing yourself or believing in yourself to a capacity that maybe you believe all things are possible. But then you may encounter some challenges and some road bumps and, you know, some potholes in life that start to taint your belief and maybe start to taint your self-confidence and maybe start to taint your self-image and maybe start to, you know, make you confused and you lose who it is that you were really meant to be. You no longer understand what it feels like to love yourself. You know, you have the moments that, yeah, you're good, you'll get by, you know, and this will do. But the light that would illuminate from your eyes and the energy and the vibes and the frequency and the, you know, all of that that you emit, you know, it was starting to become tainted and you weren't sure why. Choosing to focus on self-love at the beginning of 2018, I had no idea what that was going to entail. And it was not all butterflies and roses. It was self-reflection. It was taking responsibility for behaviors, not only exercise, but behaviors that were allowed by other people. Being put in positions to maybe where I didn't agree, you know, it's like I'm speaking in third person, but you know what I mean. You know, didn't agree with what, you know, what was happening, what people were saying, what people were doing or whatnot, but not wanting to start anything, not wanting to listen, you know, but at the same time, because of my personal childhood, I know what it feels like to be told or to be dismissed, you know, by saying, you know, my name is Bennett, I'm not in it, that's not my business. And when you have those types of experiences and you start to not speak up for fear of retaliation, it can kind of mess you up on the inside. And so when we're talking about this self-love, it's taking back the power to understand that you have to teach people how to treat you, that you have to first know how you want to be treated. You can't teach somebody something about yourself that you have no clue of. Self-love is going to be self-exploration to where you're going to have to take responsibility and eliminate the possibility of being a victim. It can't be about everybody else all the time. Now, truth be told, there are situations where, you know, it seems like things just happen and you are innocent. But unfortunately, that's not even the case, right? Because, you know, energies attract, our thoughts are provoking. So when you are in a position to where you know who you are, you love who you are, you respect who you are, and you expect that from anyone who encounters you, you will demand it most likely without saying it. You will not have to, you know, be so abrasive in letting people know how you feel about yourself, but it will be such a lifestyle. It will be such a confidence and alignment because you took time to, number one, identify what took that love away that used to be there. Pardon me. What used to be there. And take, that's going to take time. It's going to take peeling layers off. It's going to take isolation. It's going to take, you know, some admittance. It's going to take a level of humility, that comes from a vulnerability. And that's a whole nother level. People don't like to be vulnerable. They don't like to open up. You can't be vulnerable with other people if you can't even be vulnerable with yourself. Start there. When we actually take time and sit back and really dig into our deep truths, that's what self-love is going to be about. When you get to the root of stuff, when you get to the dirty side, when you get to, you know, the point of, you know, why am I sitting around here allowing people to talk to me like that or to think that they can get away with using me and thinking that I'm not paying attention or, you know, love me today, hate me tomorrow, just whatever the situation may be. We all have all these different types of encounters, but what is it going to take for you to stand up and let someone know how you feel about that situation as opposed to not saying anything, allowing feelings and emotions to harbor, fester, and grow into something that you definitely don't want to deal with, right? And when it comes to having to go to a doctor for this stuff, what? You're going to let other people drive you to a place to where now you have to go seek medical attention, which takes money out of your pocket, right? Because you didn't speak up. Because you didn't take time to look in the mirror and tell yourself the truth. Like, yeah, they did this or they did that or he did this or this is what happened. Put it like that. right? It will be what happened and then the story that we add to that. Well, let's just get to the facts. What happened? Let's deal with what happened and then let's get to the point of not creating an additional story. That's when you understand yourself more. That's when you've taken time to dissect those areas that can be triggers, right? Self-love is getting to the point to where you recognize your triggers, you know your triggers, you know your energies, you know when you should be somewhere and where you should not, you know when you need to say something when you don't, right? You gotta be able to get deep and understand them, okay? Not dismiss them or pretend that they don't exist or that they're not there. Don't allow these, man, listen, if people don't get away from calling folks emotional, like it's just, like now it's just to a point of just stupidity, because it's like there's no other description that you can, you know, give to someone that is in touch with their feelings. I mean, Jesus Christ, there is a such thing as emotional intelligence. And if people choose to go do some research on that, go read some books on that. You know, when we have emotional intelligence, you have a level of empathy. You have a level of understanding that really ascends you. You know, not to say you're better than, but yeah, let's just keep it real. You are better than some people who decide to have that shallow thinking. Emotional intelligence means that I acknowledge the emotions that are happening right now. I'm not going to pretend that they don't exist when they do. How many people you know have driven themselves crazy because they're trying to pretend that they don't feel certain ways that they did feel? They didn't express it. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You know, and when you start to engage in this self-love and you start to really get deep in it, not just for show on social media, not just to say that you're doing something, you know, because it sounds good, but to really get to a level of healing, of knowing who you are, of being able to have an emotional side that is who you are. Not to be degraded, not to be belittled. You know, why should someone feel bad because of how they handle, you know, external stimulus? Let's get that deep. You know, who are you to say who can cry and who can't? You know, who are you to say how someone is supposed to handle, you know, heartbreak or even excitement? I had somebody tell me that it was something. I can't remember the conversation. I know exactly who it was, but I won't mention their name. And they, you know, telling me that I'm overexcited. I think you're just extra excited or overexcited, something like that. I'm like, bruh. You know, and my response was like, wow, which was kind of stupid on my part because I shouldn't have said wow. Really, my response should have been like, I mean, so what, are you just lifeless? Like, what, is there such thing as being overexcited? No, if someone's excited, how can you, don't steal their joy or don't attempt to steal their joy. Why are you hating? Why are you hating on the vibrations that someone has, right? And so you're like, oh my God, you're just taking it so far. And it's not about taking it far. It's not about being extra, but it's just about, you never know how your words can affect somebody else. That may not mean something to someone else. But to me, I didn't become offended, but I was just like, you know, I could come back and give a clap back that would be real nasty, you know, but that's not me. We've grown from that point, but it's just like, man, you know, you damned if you do. You know, you now you got to talk about me because I'm excited. Talk about me if I cry. You talk about me if I'm excited. What the hell? That's why we can't live for other people. That's why self-love is so important. People will confuse the hell out of you. They will have you not knowing who you supposed to be because they told you so many things. You know, they put all this stuff on your life. The spirit told them this. God told them that. They saw you here. I see you there. Listen. In 2019, and I don't know who is going to take this and apply it, and it doesn't even matter. In 2019, there's got to be a level of awareness, right, of self-awareness. We are so caught up and busy in other people's business. Always have something to say about, listen, 2019, we need to take care of ourselves and we need to mind our own business. I'm looking forward to these episodes. Right? That's going to happen with Under the Table Talk because it's not going to be influenced so much by social media because, number one, Facebook barely is going to see me. I'll be on there for Red Table Talk and probably to post, obviously, to promote the podcast. But other than that, I'm disinterested. love for everybody there, too much access to other people's lives can taint your own personal happiness. We know that too. How many of you have had too fast from social media? And it was so funny when that started to happen. Like, oh, girl, I'm fasting. I'm take fasting from social media. What the hell? 20 years ago, nobody was fasting from their phone, fasting from a computer. It just goes to show where society, you know, has led us to. And we're so out of touch with each other because we're out of touch with ourselves. Okay. So what's going to be amazing is, like, I'm excited to continue the journey. Going into 2018, as I said, starting off this year, that was the goal. And all of these revelations, you know, started to happen. And it was just like, whoa, these were things that I had to face. And the plan was to, you know, spend the entire year focusing on self-love. And guess what? I fell short. I got to about 5.5 months. And not to say like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm ready, I'm healed, I'm, you know, wasn't anything like that. But, you know, I took on some things in my life that I should not have. You know, it still ended up being a blessing, of course. I just wonder what would have been on the other side of that. But it's not to say that it wasn't necessary. I needed that experience, you know, to be able to reflect. Let me go back. To be able to reflect on the fact that I said at the beginning of 2018, I was going to spend the entire year focusing on self-love, and knowing that I, you know, really stopped the main focus after 5.5 months. That's discipline, right? It's discipline, it's commitment. But the beautiful thing is, as I'm transitioning now, because of refocusing, right? Getting back into alignment with my self-love, I'm now focusing on committing to myself. I've been committed to other people for a very, very long time. And it's great. You want to be a blessing in other people's lives, right? It's awesome when people, you know, just appreciate you and just thank you for just speaking a word or just believing in them, or, you know, maybe teaching them something new or anything in that regard, right? But at the same time, it has to get to a point to where you cannot pour out if you are not poured into. You know, and not being poured into by other people. Let the Holy Spirit pour into you. Let God pour into you. Let us pour into you. You know, you pour into you, basically, not us, but you pour into you, you know, so that you can be full. And it is, if people call it selfish, it's because there's no other vocabulary words that they can think of. It's a little common, right? If we eliminated the word selfish, then what you gonna call it? Self-centered? So, well, whatever. Self, yes. Self-love, yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. This year is gonna be about me. And when I'm ready to share me with other people, then I will choose when I am ready to share me with other people. No one will dictate that. No one will manipulate it. You know, no one will try to coerce it and tell me that I knew what I know. Those days are over. And I believe that when we have that stance, when you have that confidence, when you know what it is that you're supposed to do. Well, I don't want to say when you know what it is that you're supposed to do, but when you know that you are greater and that you are bigger than the season that you have been in, you will begin to operate in that manner. And it will not happen by force. It will not happen. It's going to be natural, and you will take responsibility for it. And you will say that I may not be living my best life yet. I'm close. I'm better than where the heck I was, right? But I'm gonna focus on living my best. I'm gonna do me. I'm going to do me, because doing me is what's going to get me free, right? Doing you is what's going to help you get through. You can't be anything to anybody else until you are you to yourself, your best you to yourself, the loving you to yourself, the productive you to yourself, the committed, right, you to yourself, the one that says, I'm going to break these habits, I'm going to stop, whatever it is that needs some modification. Be honest with yourself this year. Don't make up no bullshit resolutions. you know, and making these dumb promises to yourself that you know you're not gonna do. However, if you don't choose to push yourself into something new, if you don't choose to push through that challenge, man, I'm telling you, you know, I don't know what would have happened if I would have continued on my journey, right? If I, you know, these last few months, if I would have, you know, just continued to do what I was doing. But the wisdom that has been gained from getting off track, way off track, you know, and kind of seeing it and finding your way, but still, you know, keeping your head above water, making a way if you can, you know, it is a beautiful thing to wake up and know, wake up and because you love yourself so much, because you have so much respect for yourself, you've been working on yourself for so long. You know that you've grown, you know that you've changed, you know, there were people that were pushing your buttons. Baby, there were people that were making it some words that came out of my mouth this year, right? That I definitely had to ask for forgiveness for. And I have to be honest, and I'm not sugarcoating this or fluffing this up because it's me. I'm not a brutal, evil person. I know where my words can go. I know how to make my words hurt. And because I know that, I am 1,000,000,000% responsible for the backlash of saying things or doing things, you know, strictly with the intent to harm. So believing and living by the principle of what goes around comes around. Nah, you really got to push me hard, you know, for me to really, really, really like go off and say something to hurt you. That's why many times it takes a while for me to speak up, or I may cry in an emotional expression, because I'm like, you rather, like, y'all, I don't care what y'all think. You know, you can think I'm weak if you want to, right? But I'm like, these tears have kept me out of jail. Like, real talk, y'all, you'd rather me cry than to start swinging, right? Or to start, not swinging just with my fists, excuse me, but swinging with my tongue, lashes. You know what I'm saying? With the intent to cause pain. So knowing that side, self-love, self-discovery, getting to that nasty side and addressing it, you know, being honest with it, you know, and it's going to be a refreshing, a rewarding thing that you do. It's going to take time. It's not going to feel good. You're not going to like it all the time. None of us like to find out or learn or, you know, about things that we need to work on, you know, about ourselves. And it's okay that it doesn't feel good when you first meet it, but it doesn't mean that you're any less than who you are. It doesn't, you know, take you out of there is no competition, but it doesn't take you out of the runnings of being the best you. You know, we all got some stuff we need to work on. Everybody does. You know, when we stop pointing the finger and judging people and making dumb assumptions that are always wrong, you know, and again, that comes from insecurities, right? Which again is a lack of self-love. So, you know, with this one, you know, knowing that 2018 was a year to remember that the devil didn't win. I've seen so many people have had an incredible year, you know, an incredible year. I mean, when I think of Cardi B, when I think of Michael B. Jordan, when I think of Tracee Ellis Ross, when I think of Escape, when I think, I mean, just so many people, you know, I follow all the time, and just my celebrity people, my Ellens and my Oprahs and my Iyanlas and, you know, just all my people, amazing, 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 you know, years. And then there's some people that 2018 was just brutal, you know, like Pastor John Gray said, he was just ready for 2018 to go. And it's kind of like, you know, just like, man, if 2018 had a back, I'd kick it just right in the back. Just kick it right in the spine. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass out of here. But at the same time, wanting to make sure that we're grateful for every day, the 365 of them, every single one. You know, it may not have been how I wanted it, but the fact that God still, you know, has us here and to be able to cross that threshold and to see a new year, to see a fresh 365. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Not who are you going to show? what you gonna show off? I mean, you know, people can do what they want, and they can even interpret this and saying, oh, it doesn't even matter anymore. I promise you, I feel like folks been talking about me so bad and said all kinds of stuff. At this point, if it bothered me, it'd be my fault. I'd be stupid, you know, to be affected. And guess what? That's what self-love does. But you got to go through those tests and those trials. You got to see if you're going to be provoked, if you're going to pass that test. You know, it's either going to kill you, it's going to make you stronger. And it better not kill you, put it like that. You know, so when you get stronger, you're armed with the word of God. You are armed and dangerous, you know, and you understand that you are not going to tolerate anybody's bullshit. You're not going to tolerate anything less than you are worthy of, you know. And even better than that, you're just gonna take responsibility for the rest of your life and how you feel in this life. And the power of self-love, I believe, will empower the world to just treat each other better, right? Why? Because we love ourselves better. And just imagine what this world will be when we're loving ourselves better and then we're finally loving each other better. This is amazing. I'm so happy to have the opportunity to welcome this new year, you know, in with you and usher it in greatness. And with high expectations, high energy, high vibes, love, you know, leaving the past, it's done, it's a wrap. There's nothing we can do about 2018. So whatever happened that you don't want to talk about, that has cannot change, don't talk about it. Everything that we want to do and where we want to go and what's going to happen, you know, from this point on, it starts with right now. We cannot control tomorrow, but we can control today. So live your best day today. That's what I'm going to do. Take it one day at a time and see what this fresh 365 does for a sister. I'll talk to y'all soon. Take care.